In the first act of Mary's sorrows, Saint Joseph was by her side to protect and lend her support. God did not leave Mary alone, but also gave Saint Joseph a very prominent role in the plan of redemption. So let us go to Saint Joseph, as Mary did, to help us in all life's burdens and trials. The First Sword, the Prophecy of Simeon. 40 days after the birth of Jesus, in accordance with the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary went into the temple in Jerusalem to offer their first and only son to the Eternal Father, as it is written in the book of Exodus, "Every firstborn son that comes from the womb shall be consecrated to God." Simeon was a devout and inspired man who lived in Jerusalem, and he waited for the coming of the Savior foretold by the prophets. As Joseph and Mary entered the temple, he was inspired by the Holy Spirit to be there also, for it was the Holy Spirit that assured him he would live until he saw the Promised One. Coming upon the scene, he took the child in his arms, praised God, and said to Mary, "This child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, a sign which shall be contradicted, and your own soul a sword shall pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be laid bare." These words were like a sharp sword that pierced the heart of the Mother of God. The source of her love, her beloved Son Jesus, would be the cause of her sorrow, since he would be rejected by men and dragged to the shame of the cross. O sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, because of our sins, ingratitude, and indifference to your Son, we cause this first sword to pierce your grieving heart. From this moment on, you became the mother of sorrows and waited patiently for the day when your Son would die a bloody death of redemptive love to save mankind from their sins. Help us not to be indifferent to Jesus. Help us not to be ungrateful for all you suffered because of your love for us. With contrition and humble repentance for our sins, save us from falling into any forms of sin whatsoever. By this most bitter sword of sorrow, we beg you to deepen our love for all that Jesus suffered for the salvation of our souls. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Second Sword, the Flight into Egypt. During the middle of the night, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, get up and take the child and his mother and flee into Egypt. King Herod is seeking the child to kill him." Stay there until I tell you otherwise." So the Holy Family, in the darkness of the night, traveled to Egypt on poor roads, where their shelter was an open desert for the space of 10 days. Their food was scarce, comforts were none, and rest disappeared to be replaced by weariness. Instead of asking her divine son for a miracle that would change the need for them to leave their beloved country to live in Egypt, Mary said nothing but a silent yes to the will of God. O sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, how many times have we caused Jesus and you with him to flee from our hearts when we willingly follow the path of sin? How lazy and slow we are to change our bad habits! How little we really make of our union with your divine Son! With contrition and humble repentance for our sins, help us to love Jesus and strengthen our union with him. By this most bitter sword of sorrow, we beg you to open our hearts to receive Jesus in Holy Communion. O Mother, make our hearts a resting place for your Eucharistic Son. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The Third Sword, the Loss of Jesus for 3 Days. When Jesus was 12 years old, he journeyed with Mary and Joseph to Jerusalem for the solemn feast of Passover. When the feast was completed, Jesus stayed on in the temple without Joseph and Mary's knowledge. Each thought Jesus was with the other, since men and women traveled separately. After traveling for a day, Mary realized that Jesus was missing. With great suffering and pain, Mary and Joseph retraced their steps over and over again, looking for any clues of their missing Jesus. What terrible thoughts pierced the heart of Mary. Was Jesus kidnapped? Was he lost in a strange town? Could someone have heard him? For 3 days and sleepless nights, Mary and Joseph described their son's appearance to everyone they met, but no one could help them. O sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, help us to find Jesus in the temple of our hearts and to prove our love for him with acts of love. Protect us from running after the passing joys this world can offer. Protect us from losing Jesus by choosing a life of sin. With contrition and humble repentance for our sins, make us search for Jesus always, like the deer that longs for running streams. By this most bitter sword of sorrow, we beg you to always guard the sanctuaries of our souls, so that your Son will always abide in us, and we in him, forever. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.